Speaking of which, are you recording?
Yeah.
Today's it, why not? Podcast.
Make it worse.
Probably leave out the fart part. Today's podcast, I figured instead of doing like a year-end review, we're just going to do a gift guide. Ooh. Where we talk about all the products. And I was going to bring all this shit in there. I'm like, you know what? Half people are listening to this, so I'm not going to do that again because it took me forever to get everything put back. I want to go ahead and get this one out of the way. So, you know, this is for the ladies and for the guys. But we'll talk about a few things you can get your woman in your life. But before we get started, be sure and check out alleymunitions.com or for gifts. you can go to the website and get gifts. But if you want more of a selection, go to Ally Outdoors. Ally Outdoors. I just need a sign to hold up. Ally Outdoors in Midland, Texas. A lot of these things we're going to be talking about are going to be available there. So, I mean, but this is 2023. You know, like I said, last year we did year in review when we posted it after the year. But I thought, well, we should do it before, you know. So it's like a gift guide. Because I was thinking about this, like, I've already had a few wives reach out, like, asking about gifts and everything else. So why not just talk about the things, you know. So, I mean, I think, I don't even know where to start because I have so much shit on my list. But I will start with this. If you just don't know what to get, and then, you know, this is for the husband or the wife. If you just don't know what to get, there's nothing wrong with getting a gift card. It's really simple. Like, you just get them a gift card and give it to them.
I know people like hate gift cards, but I personally kind of like them.
That's how I am. You mean what kind of really spurred this on? I was sitting down making lists for podcasts the other day, and just so happened Brooke started talking about gifts and stuff, and I'm like, she's like, "What do you want?" And I'm like, "My answer is always nothing." And you know, she's like, "I can't buy nothing for you because you just go get whatever you want whenever you want." And I'm like, "Whoa, let's slow down a little bit here, Brooke." I was like, I will always take a new gun. She's like, yeah, but don't you? And she's like, I can't afford the ones you want. I'm like, wrong. Number one, it doesn't matter if it's a $100 gun or a $10,000 gun. I love all guns. Just get a gun. And, I chose to start with that because, like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you want to get your, you know, this is really towards the husbands out there, but if you want to get him a gun, it probably doesn't matter. Like, he might have something on his wish list, but it doesn't matter. Like I told Brooke, I don't give a shit if it's $100 22 or a $10,000 gun marks. I'll love it. It doesn't matter. She's like, but I don't know what you have. I'm like, well, you could go look. But I'm like, it doesn't matter if I already have one. I'll still take another one. So you can't go wrong with a gift card to their favorite place to shop, whether it be Ally Outdoors. Shields, probably can't go wrong with Shields gift card, Bass Pro, any website, you know, whatever the case may be. If you just don't know what to get, or if you're worried you're going to mess it up, just get them a gift card. Like, allow them to choose what they want. But anyways, if you know, if you're more, you know, I'm that kind of person, I want to get a gift. I'm gonna hand them something and, you know, wrap it because I know how women like to wrap things. here's a long list of things. Like, one, it's kind of can double as like a year in review because most of the stuff is going to be newer products, but I'm also going to like lay out some good gifts, you know, that someone may want. And I guess where I'd start with, like, is just probably overlook things such as, like, I'm going to put it in my miscellaneous items list. Find out what caliber rifle he shoots and get him ammo. Buy him targets. Buy him slings. Scope covers. Rear rest, like a rear bag for shooting. Coltec, great option. Armageddon gear, another great option. Take a look at that kind of stuff. Because I think, you know, most time, like, in the years past, when I'd get a firearm for somebody, you know, from Brooke or whoever the case may be, like, it's always overlooked, like, the accoutrements, if you will. Ammo, you know, the stuff that goes with it, bipods, Magpul bipods, great bipods. Atlas, obviously good. You know, MDT has some new stuff. MDT has a new bipod, looks like the Magpul bipod. Haven't tried it out yet, but I'm sure I will soon. Magazines. Can't go wrong with magazines, either be for an AR or bolt gun. Just any of the little things that go with the firearm. Like, say you can't afford the firearm, but you know your husband or your boyfriend or whatever, or your wife even, has a certain firearm, and you want to get stuff that's like in that realm. Take a look at all these other items. There's tons of accessories, if you will. Slings, scope covers, bipods, ammo. Can never go wrong with ammo. And it's pretty easy for the wives out there. Look around at his stuff. He's probably going to have some ammo somewhere. Take a picture of that. Take it up to the gun store. And if it's a good gun store, all you got to do is show them a picture. And they're going to tell you if they have it or not. Or they're going to go get it for you. Or if you're searching online, get a picture of his ammo. Find out from there. Or just, you know, be nosy and be like, hey, what caliber is your rifle? Caliber. That's caliber is your rifle, and what ammo do you like to shoot? Those are two questions you need to ask. But that kind of leads me into the next category, which is like new hotness stuff. If you're looking, if you're looking to get your husband a new rifle, I'm gonna say the new hotness, and there's starting to be a few available, is 22 ARC. Starting to be, you know, people are taking orders, stuff is becoming available. So 22 ARC, 6 ARC, can't go wrong with that. Or if your husband is in, you know, looking for a new deer rifle, 6.5 Creed, can't go wrong with that. Spare me the bullshit. If you can't kill mule deer and down, and even elk for some people, down with a 6.5 Creed more, it's not the caliber, it's not the rifle, it's not the optic, it's you. You're a terrible shot. But for a do-it-all rifle, 6.5 Creed is great. A new varmint hunting caliber that's becoming more mainstream is 22 Creed. Now, I know it's been around, but it's finally getting some attention from Horty and everything else. Ally Munitions has ammo. You got to sign up for email alerts when it comes to stock. There will be some stock before Christmas. 6 Creed, still a great option. And as far as factory available rifles in the 22 Creed, Horizon right now is kind of the only person doing it. There are several rifle manufacturers out there that are making rifles, and some may already have some, you know, ready to ship. But as far as like your more, you know, commonly known calibers, such as a 6.5 Creed and a 6 Creed, if you're looking for a good rifle that's already ready to go, I would recommend looking at Springfield Waypoint. They kind of, you know, and then this is where we get into, like, you know, the year in review type thing. They kind of take, in my opinion, they kind of win this year because, like, they have the 6 Creed, 6.5 Creed. And, you know, it's a close race, in my opinion, between them and Bagara this year as far as, like, factory rifles go. And there's so much stuff that came out, and maybe we'll do another full podcast just on rifles, just on optics and everything else. And I'll probably wait till SHOT Show comes so we can, like, also do some, you know, talking about what's coming out as well as, like, what was cool about 23. But right now, I'd have to say, like, Springfield, especially their newest rifles came out, the shorter-barreled versions, the steel barrel versions, stuff like that. Springfield probably, you know, takes my pick for the year. And, you know, and I don't say that lightly. But that's also going to be in like a $2,000, $2,500 and down category, but somewhere around that $2,000 price point. As far as Bagara come out with some their new carbon fiber barreled rifles, Howa has some carbon fiber barreled rifles, and it kind of starts stepping down in price from there. Like, as far as if you're looking for a little bit cheaper option, the Howa 1500 carbon fiber barreled rifles, you're not going to get a lot of choices with these factory rifles and barrel length, but that's kind of like the new hot mess. You know, that's what people are really looking at, the carbon fiber barrels, a lot. I could tell you with personal experience, all these rifles, the ones we have in our test rifles, shoot fantastic. And again, going back to calibers, now that's all short action calibers, 6 ARC, 22 ARC, 6 Creed, 6.5 Creed. In long action calibers, long action magnum bolt faces, like if you're looking, your husband's an elk hunter, or you're wanting to get your wife an elk hunting rifle, 7mm PRC. Can't say it enough. Been testing that cartridge. We'll probably get ready to start loading some of it next year. Right now, just kind of going through the rifle testing phase. We got a couple of the rifles that are available right now, and then testing with Hornady ammo. Fantastic results. Didn't expect anything less, but that's as far as ammo availability, it's out there right now. Like, we have tons of Al Outdoors. We have some on munitions website. Factory rifles are finally catching up. Like, right now you can get Christian, you can get Bagara officially, you can get the Ruger American in 7mm PRC. Let's see, I said Bagara, Ruger, I'm missing, Savage has 7 PRC. The rifles are out there, the ammo's out there. Like, it's a great cartridge for, like I said, anything elk size game and down. Like, fantastic cartridge. Or if you're getting into, like, extreme long-range shooting, meaning what I call extreme long-range is anything over 1,000 yards. Going to be a great cartridge for this. Now, I still love my 300 PRC, but as far as recoil and everything, recoil and BC and everything else, a little bit lighter recoiling cartridge and everything else, 7 PRC is pretty fantastic. And if you want more information on that, I'd just go check out Hornady's podcast on the 7 PRC. But the rifles are available. The ammo's out there. You know, why not? Would I recommend that cartridge for a whitetail gun? No. Like, there's no need for that. But if you're going to be elk hunting or larger game hunting or shooting extreme long ranges, 7 PRC is like... Did that come out in 23 or was that 22 product? It was either late 22 or early 23.
Yeah.
I feel.
Oh, God. It's already been out a year.
I know. And, you know, as far as I don't know if any other cartridges released in 23. I mean, the 22 mark, obviously. But as far as, like, mainstream availability... I wouldn't waste my time getting, like, an old, tired old 7-rim mag, even though the ammo, an argument could be made the ammo might be more available elsewhere, but nowadays, like, websites are a thing. You can buy ammo on websites. It's crazy. Unless you're going to travel, like, the African hunt, and, you know, whatever, and you probably use a different caliber anyways. Like, 7 PRC is where it's at. If you wanted, like, a lot of people really love 7mm projectile cartridges, but... I get, you know, I think it came out in 23, but it could have been like 22. But that's probably like the, you know, this year's hot cartridge. Didn't really seem like there was many cartridges released this year. But anyways, like I said, lots of raffle options out there. And don't forget optics. As far as, my favorite thing that come out in 23, I'm going to say the 2-10. Leopold Mark V 2-10. I think. I went through my list and stuff, and there wasn't a whole lot that came out in 23. There's some stuff coming out in 24 that I already know about and everything else, but as far as, like, rifle scope optics... Mark 5 2-10, probably my favorite thing to come out. And that's going to be, you know, on the upper end of cost. You know, it starts at 2,000, goes up. And that's going to be, we've covered that in other podcasts. Go back and check them out and everything else. But that's going to be high quality optics. You know, if you're shopping for your husband and he shoots, like, shorter ranges or hunts shorter ranges, that Mark 5 2-10 is a great option. But let's talk a little bit more in depth on optics. If you're in the market for some LPVOs and you've got a budget, I still recommend the SIG stuff. The SIG MSR comes with a mount. It's great. And they have 1-6, 1-8, 1-10s. Like, and they have different color options and all that stuff. So they have first focal plane, second focal plane. I still recommend the SIG stuff. And getting into, like, the 1-8 category, I still like the Strike Eagle 1-8. That's pretty much it for budget LPVOs. Like, there's a few others out there. I really don't recommend them. Past that, getting in, like, where I go is either budget, and I run those on some varmint hunting rigs. So they're very simplistic reticle options, and they work fantastic. And inexpensive. I mean, if, you know, the reality of the situation is you're getting much better optics for your money nowadays. I don't want to get into, like, I don't want to make this an optics podcast, but you're getting much better optics for your money nowadays, and there's nothing wrong with that in their price point. And LPVO is great, even on bolt guns. As far as that, past that, I'd kind of just go, either go extreme budget or go no budget. And when we get into that no budget category, I go straight up to the Razor 110s, the EOTech 110s, or the Night Force stuff. Now, all of them have their pros and cons. It just depends on, like, what power range you're looking for and all that stuff. So, Night Force, Vortex, EOTech, kind of where I live. I mean, I like my Trigicon 1A, but it's pretty big, bulky. It's not, you know, I you know, it just depends. It comes down, at the end of the day, it comes down to, like, reticle options, really and truly. I mean, reticle options and what glass looks great to you. And then, you know, obviously there's, in the tactical category, I'm not even speaking on this. This is like more of a hunting, long range shooting type thing. Tactical category, there's tons of shit. If your husband is wanting to build like a home defense AR, what red dot would you recommend, John?
Aimpoint.
Aimpoint what?
No, I'm just checking. My Micro T2, those are a little bit more expensive, but I mean, maybe EOTech, it depends.
That's where I was going to go. Like, you know, just a straight red dot, you can't go wrong with the EOTech. Obviously, if budget is no thing, obviously, Aimpoint is like what all the cool kids run. As far as budget goes, I don't remember the name of the SIG that's like what you consider more of a budget.
The Romeo 4T? That's not budget. That's like 500.
There's one. I don't remember. I should have wrote it down. But the Spark Solar from Vortex, or the, I don't remember. There's so many different SKUs of Holosun that's a solar one. It's like that 250 price point. Do you remember what it's called?
No.
You know, if he's wanting to build an AR, like a home defense type AR, and we're getting into red dot territory, Spark Solar, the Holosun, whatever, with the solar panel on top, kind of going to be my two favorites for, I'm going to say budget, and I'm going to say like around that $250 price point. As far as LPVOs, more in that like tactical realm, a lot of those guys like the 1-6s, you know, and don't forget to get a good mount. And as far as like my favorite 1-6s, I'm going to say probably the Razor 1-6 is my favorite. Close second, like a more of a hunting 1-6 / tactical, that EZ6 BDX 1-6 from SIG. I really like that thing. It will sync up to your BDX rangefinder, which is a cool option. And they really haven't put nothing out about that. But don't forget the mount. There's lots of good mounts out there. Reptilia, Badger, like all kinds of stuff out there nowadays. Different heights and everything else. But don't forget little things like that when you're out there doing your Christmas shopping. I would have to say my favorite tactical mount of the year is probably Reptilia, probably wins. I don't know. I really like Badger stuff because you can add the accoutrements. But I really like the simplicity and slickness of Reptilia because I'm more of a hunter than I am tactical shooter. Straight like pistol red dots. Who gets your pick this year? What do you recommend someone buying? I know this is a multifaceted conversation because there's so many different mounting systems, and we'll probably save all that for a more in-depth podcast that I've been working on, like putting together a list of all the different mounting systems and all that stuff. But which one, like, what's your favorite for this year?
The new Romeo X is sick. I don't know if you can actually, they're like just now shipping on pistols. But that one's the SIG Romeo X would be mine.
I'm a cheap ass. I you know, and I have some. I've had no problems out of my Trigicon. I don't know what that smaller one's called. Was that just an RMR?
Yeah.
I would recommend that one. Delta Point Pro, I like it, but it's big. And then on the cheap side, like if we're trying to save some money, I really like what Vortex is doing with the Defender. And I know we move a bunch of those, so they must be good. I know they're good price point, and they come with, I really like the way, like when you open a box, it has 4,000 sets of screws for you to mount it on different shit. Like, it's really handy that way. And so far, the two I have, I've had zero issues out of them. And they have been dropped quite a bit already. So Because I'm actually got them on rifles. I have one on a pistol, but I think the Defender came out. There's been tons of Red Dots come out. Like, that's the new hotness. I know I don't know what they're called. Closed emitter Red Dots. The mailbox looking ones. I know that's the new hotness. And there's tons of shit that came out as far as like pistol Red Dots, because that's kind of like the new happening thing. I'm not the guy to ask, because I'm not super big on pistols. Like, I have a few pistols. I'll get a new one every once in a while. I have quite a few SIG Red Dots I've had zero issues out of. My Trigicon's been great. My Defender's been great. I've got some Hollow Suns. They've been great. I don't know what to tell you on this one. Because they're just like, you think rifle scopes are bad. There's like 4 billion pistol Red Dots available right now. And then like all the new closed emitter shit and all, it's crazy. But you probably can't go wrong with most anything. If it's a name brand and it has a warranty, probably just get it and go with it. If you have, as it pertains to, if you're buying for your husband, what I would suggest is knowing exactly what pistol he has. All the way down, I would jot down the serial number if you're not sure like how to figure out what model it is, because this is like my biggest complaint about pistols and pistol Red Dots is now that everybody's making their pistols, but most people are making them ready to accept a Red Dot, but there's so many different footprints out there. Even if you have to write down the serial number and then take it to the gun store and have them look it up so they can tell you exactly what model it is and tell you exactly what Red Dot will fit on it, probably do that. Like, if you're wanting to get your husband a Red Dot or a holster or anything like that, you got to know what model it is. And then, if it's like SIG, there's like 4,000 different models. You need that. That's valuable information you need to take with you. If you're going to buy some sort of extra magazines, ammo, Red Dot, holster, a little light for it. Like, these are all things that he would probably like to have for his pistol. But you need to know exactly what you have. If you can get it and take it with you, I don't know of a gun store that won't go ahead and install the things on for you. Now, I'm sure there's like certain places probably don't, but most places like Al Outdoors, well, you bring it in there, we'll install it for you. Now, make sure it's unloaded and bring it in a case. It's pretty simple. Even if you're going to grab your husband's bolt action rifle or AR and take it with you to have a Red Dot installed, or accoutrements like lights, slings, and slings, sling swivels, cutie cups, whatever the case may be, make sure it's unloaded, make sure it's in a case. That's pretty standard most gun stores. They're going to want you to bring it in a case. And if you're unsure, walk in first and ask them what their policy is. And most places are going to get you taken care of and everything else. But if you can't take it with you for whatever reason, you need to know exactly what it is you're shopping for if you're going to get especially pistols and Red Dots. But enough on that. Optics, more optics as far as like scopes. I don't know, as far as like just long range optics this year, as far as like a sub $1,000 option, I'm really liking the Strike Eagle 3-18. Like, I've been testing the piss out of it. I've been waiting to do a 12-minute talk on it after I put even more time, which I've had one for a couple, 4 or 5 months now. I've already added a few more because in that price point, it's pretty hard to beat as far as like a long range slash hunting style optic. I'm really liking that 3-18 Strike Eagle. As far as on the upper end of cost, the razors. If you're into long range shooting, I wouldn't necessarily call it the Razor Gen 3. Are they Gen 3 by now? Gen 2 or Gen 3? Like long range precision style shooting, not necessarily hunting, because these boys are chunky. The razors are fantastic. Mark 5 line from Leopold is a great crossover scope because they maintain relatively light weight. the 3.68 team, 525, 735 on like long range shooting. Night Force, can't go wrong with Night Force. Night Force finally got out a bunch of their FD scopes this year. I've been eyeballing the shit out of a 2.5 to 20 or something like 2 to 20, the NX8. I've been eyeballing the shit out of that one in FD, but, you know, that's me. Lots of good products from Night Force, lots of good products from everybody right now. Like, Athlon tends to do lower-cost optics really well. It just depends on what your husband's into. And you can just ask him a few questions and get into that. What type of scope would you like if you were to get a new scope for Christmas? You know, as far as what came out this year, it's going to be like my 2023 pick. I don't even know. Like, did anybody come out with a new, like, long-range style scope in 23?
I don't think so.
If they did, it would have been like the beginning of this year. And I guess it, you know, must not been too great because I'm not recalling. You know, as far as second focal plane hunting scopes, really, I really don't have a pick for 2023 except for the VX5, VX6 line. Like, they tend to win, with the exception of the Razor LHT from Vortex. And that's that, you know, 3-15, their second focal plane. It's basically a direct competitor with the VX5, VX6. Like, all those scopes are going to be great, and they're going to be above $1,000 typically. Where Vortex really, and this might have been a 23 product, I don't remember now. I feel like it was 22. Vortex really came in pretty hot and heavy was their LHT 4.5-22, which is a first focal plane, like a long-range hunting-style optic. Like, they're just over $1,000. I don't remember the exact price. I know they went up slightly, I think, because, like, the LHT 3-15s are, like, sub-$1,000, or they used to be, right at $1,000. The 4.5-22 is a little bit more, obviously. I've seen that scope a lot of places. A lot of people are using them just for long-range shooting and long-range shooting and hunting. So, again, it falls in that lighter weight category, much better glass than what you get on these cheaper optics and everything else, and, you know, relatively compact, if you will. But I don't know, you know, as far as like a year in review, I'd have to say my favorites still going to be the VX6 line 3-18, the LHT 4.5-22, and then, like I said, the Strike Eagle 3-18. I think 3-18 might have come out 22. Was it a 22 or early 23? That one kind of takes, to me, that one probably takes my pick for like that style of optic this year. I don't know. The EZ6 BDX, I believe, came out in 23. Love that scope, because you could take the BDX system and use it, or you can dial it for long range. It is technically a second focal plane, but they call it the something else, but it's technically a second focal plane. Whereas Strike Eagle, its first focal plane, it's sub $1,000, like $800, something like that. It's been a fantastic scope thus far, and I have three or four at this point, like four as a larger sample group. Let's see. I mean, they kind of, you know, we covered LPVOs, covered red dots a little bit, and you know, that's crazy. I'll cover prism sights. I am not a Trigicon fan. I know that's what we sell tons. That's what most people go to as far as is that considered a prism? The Trigicons?
Yes.
The fixed fours and all that stuff. That has to be a prism sight, nearly. But anyways, I was kind of hoping more people would like come out with more of those this year, but no one did. Like, Vortex came out with their fixed 3X, I don't even remember, it's Spitfire or some shit, I don't remember. And then 5X, I've been rocking that 5X on my ranch gun, ranch AR, with the, I guess, rooftop was what you'd call red dot. I'm really enjoying it. It's basically a fixed 5X optic, essentially, with a wide field of view. Now, and they're super compact, tend to be lightweight. I don't know. I got that Sig one and I still haven't mounted it because it's like it weighs like 4,000 pounds. But you can't go wrong with, is it Trigicon that makes like their popular? Yeah, Trigicon. Can't go with any Trigicon. That's probably what most AR people are going to want. Like, you know, thanks, Lucas. But if you like, you want to save a little bit of money and have something that's a little bit different, I'd still recommend a Vortex. I haven't played with the Sig much because I haven't mounted yet because it's almost the size of LPVO. So I'm not even sure I'm going to mount it or just sell it because it's kind of like, to me, the whole point of a fixed prism is more compact, lightweight, and all that stuff. The only downside to fixed prisms, if you don't know, is their eye relief tends to suck. And I was told it's like the better field of view you get, the worse the eye relief gets. I'm just like, shrink down the field of view and give me better eye relief. Well, I will say this, the Vortex one seems to have pretty fair eye relief for, you know, a fixed 5X. And I don't have the 3X because to me it's like, I don't know. 3X seems kind of a waste to me. And I know there's some more companies that came out with them because, like, I know Swamp Fox came out with one, a couple other companies. But I just been, you know, I'm pretty new to that realm because I was sitting around like, I really want a fixed optic in 5 to 6X with a red dot offset or rooftop for predator hunting, compact, super lightweight rig. Well, now I've taken it to the stand with me and stuff, like, you know, on some of these stands where it's like 150 yards in the end, wouldn't bother me none. I just wish they had a little bit better eye relief. I wish they had, you know, basically give me a fixed 5X with better eye relief, not quite so much field of view, if you will, because I really don't care. Like, if I'm going to my magnified optic, I really don't care about having 5 grillion yards of field of view. It's just me. You know, maybe I'm crazy, but, you know, it is what it is. Talking about boat gun mounts, one piece mounts in particular. I know the Badger came out with their, and I always forget the name, C1 Max or whatever. It's a boat gun one piece mount. It's fantastic because you can also use all the Badger accoutrements with it. In particular, the diving board, which is going to lead me to my next product that's like, you know, the cool thing of the year, in my opinion. Badger or Area 419's mounts, newest mounts, the one-piece bolt gun mounts are freaking fantastic, both of them. Very nice, fantastic. I would recommend checking those out. Or if you're in, you know, trying to get a great gift for someone that has a bolt gun and they want a one-piece mount, check out either one of those. Rangefinders. Not a big year for rangefinders, but the Impact 4000 takes, to me, we're jumping to the year in review portion. To me, it wins. I don't know. It was a close race between the Impact 4000 and the Garmin. My opinion, the Impact 4000 like wins the year because it's the weapons mounted laser rangefinder. It's fantastic. If you don't know what it is, jump on YouTube. Like, I don't know what Rocky Mountain Runner, jump on YouTube, figure it out. But if your significant other is looking for a badass rangefinder system that may be a predator hunter, long range shooter, longer range hunter, whatever the case may be, the Impact 4000 takes the cake this year, in my opinion. Like, they did something no one else did. It's freaking great. Be a great gift to get. Just saying. As far as my secondary pick for like top product of 23. Is the new Garmin Chrono, which you will have seen the 12-minute talk prior to this, I hope. Or after this, who knows? Whatever order fits you.
It'll be before.
Well, you'll have to edit it. But anyways, if you don't know what it is, there's tons of videos out there. Like, that'd be an awesome gift to get. I'll tell you right now. But that also went, like, top two winners of 23 things that came out and happened, you know, in the shooting space industry is obviously the Garmin Chrono. Speaking of Garmin products, if your husband or you yourself or someone else you know that's into you know, outdoor recreation type stuff, hunting, hiking, whatever the case may be. If you're in the market for a new good watch, the Garmin Tactics Delta Solar with ballistics is freaking fantastic. I'm not going to get into that. I think we've done 12 minutes to talk about it. If we haven't, we probably need to. That's been a, I've had that watch for over a year now. I think it came out in 22 or early 23. I've had it for right at a year now. It's been freaking fantastic. I really like the fact I can do ballistics on it, and it'll sync in with all kinds of apps. It'll sync with nearly all the Garmin products, and I haven't checked it yet, but I'm sure it'll sync with the goddamn chronograph. I don't know, but I know it'll sync with anything, any rangefinder that can sync with applied ballistic stuff. So, like, quick side story. My raffle with the EZ6 BDX, when I'm running the BDX system, you know, BDX tops out 800 yards because of the ballistic solver. Like, it's very simplistic. But with the EZ6, I can also dial and hold. So if I'm going to shoot my, I have a couple EZ6 optics on rifles. If I'm going to shoot beyond 800 yards, I want to get, you know, more precise shooting, if you will. And I don't want to use the BDX system. All I got to do is get my Garmin watch, sync that in with that rangefinder, and it gives me my solutions there on my watch, which is super handy. Really cool. But anyways, Garmin has a few new products this year. Dog collars, watches, all kinds of stuff. But I'll highlight that watch because I think it's really cool. But it is kind of expensive, but it's really cool. Rangefinders. I really like the Revic Bino rangefinders. I don't remember what they're called now. Revic, whatever the case. Whatever it's called, the Revic rangefinding binos. I really like those. Those impress me. The new Swaros, which they came out last year, year four. The EO range, those impress me. As far as handheld rangefinders, I don't know if anybody really came up with anything, but Vortex did come out with their Razor 4000 GB. I'm running that quite a bit because I'm seeing how the systems work with the app and all that stuff. I've been very impressed with that rangefinder thus far, as far as like your onboard ballistics solver and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's going to be my pick for a handheld. As the Razor GB. Getting into, and I'm getting close finally to wrapping this up. I'm just kind of, you know, this could have been several hour podcast if I actually had the products to show y'all, but I didn't want to do that this year. Predator hunting gear. There's some new stuff coming out, but nothing really has come out yet. But I'm still in the same spot. Mouth calls, tons of options out there. It's always like, stocking stuffers, it's always good to get a mouth call. We have our mouth calls on the website. There's trillions of mouth call manufacturers, or it's always a great, like, if you have a predator hunter at home, and it doesn't matter if he uses mouth calls or not, but there's tons of people that do custom mouth calls. It would be a great gift to get one made. Super easy. Everybody loves mouth calls. As you can tell, I have 4 grand of them. As far as e-calls, Lucky Duck, Roughneck, Fox Pro X24. As of the filming of this, there's some new stuff coming out. I don't know if it'll be out for the end of the year, though, because we're getting really close, John. John, it's almost 2024.
I can't wait to have another great year.
As far as, like, those two e-calls are, like, my go-to favorites right now, and they have been for, like, the past year or two. Like, the Roughneck's been a fantastic e-call for me. The X24 has been a great, Fox Pro is always great products. Hunting seats. The Lucky Duck hunting seat, predator hunting seat, whatever. We have them on a website. We have them in store. You can probably find them online. For as a super lightweight ground, sitting on the ground cushion. It's not much cushion. It gives you some back support. That's kind of where I'm at there. Not a lot of new products in that I'm aware of. As far as nighttime predator hunting, racks and whatnot, TPH chairs, really simple. I mean, that's not a lot of, you know, there is some new e-calls coming. One I'm not allowed to talk about yet. Fox Pro just released their X360. It's coming very soon. I haven't got one in my hands to try out. I have some thoughts on it, though, but not a lot of new predator hunt gear. Lights, predator hunting lights. I don't even know. Like, I still go through killzoneflashlights.com to get my stuff. Thermals, night vision. I don't know. I don't keep up with it. I know there's a lot of talk right now. I don't know if you've seen this. Rick's thermal optics or Rick's optics or something. I think it's RIX. They actually have a thermal out that has a optical zoom, not like a scope does. And they say, everybody I've talked to that's used it says it's fucking badass. Now, I haven't gotten one to test it because, again, we're not super into thermals. Obviously, IRA's probably on top of the thermal game right now. I would venture to say if you're going to go pick out a thermal for your significant other, him or her, probably can't go wrong with Pulsar product as far as like lower cost stuff. Probably can't go wrong with IRA stuff. There's tons of different brands out there. We don't get that much into thermals and stuff because it's just too much and it's too much money to try and keep up with. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I felt like I was flying through the shit because there's a lot of stuff to cover. Knives. I forgot knives. Oh, I forgot a few things, but I'll briefly talk. Knives. I don't keep up with knives much anymore. Can't go wrong with a Leatherman. They have a few new knives out, or multi-tools, whatever you want to call them. And as far as like a game processing knife, Outdoor Edge, like they probably take the cake for me. If you can get your hand, like who's on top of the custom knives game right now, John? Is it still Half Face?
I mean, yeah, if you can get them.
If you can get them, and you probably can't, if you can get them, and your man or your lady is in the like nice knives, Half Face Blades probably where it's at. I mean, I have a few just because they were gifted to me because I would never go through that like website drop stuff or however they do it nowadays. There's another company. I can't remember the name of it. Utah, is it Utah Knife Company? Something like that. They're pretty happening right now. I think it's Utah. Montana Knife Company. That's another like a custom knife type deal that's pretty popular right now. But as far as like a hunting knife, skinning knife, Outdoor Edge, it's just where I send everybody because you can like swap out the blades. As far as going back to where I started, which is like all the accoutrements that are important that everybody overlooks, that's cleaning products, like handy cleaning products. Like we have our cleaning kit, which would make a great gift. I recommend everybody having one. Like literally the only reason why I put together this kit is because so many people don't have one. Because you should have an infield kit if you're going to be hunting or whatever. But as far as like just a company, in my opinion, this is kind of going on a gift guide and a product spotlight for 2023. A company that's really impressing me with their stuff is Real Avid. Like they have a lot of new stuff out that makes either building AR-15 platforms or cleaning your rifles and stuff really handy. Like it's really like they make it really simple. They have cleaning kits for individual pistols and rifles and stuff like that, and they also have like their more permanent solutions for cleaning. They have their wipes, they have their stuff for building out ARs, and it seems, most of it seems pretty well thought out stuff. Like it's pretty cool stuff. They have a lot of knives and kits and all kinds of stuff. Like it'd be a great gift for someone who's into shooting and hunting and everything else. Like don't forget the like you got to clean the shit. Suppressors. What's your pick for 23?
None of them.
None of them? Nothing like really made you happy?
No.
I'm going to go with, obviously, I got to go with the 7.62 TI from Hux Works because it impressed me so much. And then my boys at Diligent Defense with the Wolf Hunter. Love it. Diligent Defense is probably like, as far as getting a gift for someone, if you're wanting just a generic hunting rifle suppressor, Diligent Defense. Like, they still get my pick. And they're probably still going to get my pick for a long time. I don't know. like as far as price point and everything else goes, and a great product, Diligent Defense. As far as a semi-auto suppressor, and again, I don't have all of them. I you know, we have access to most things that come out, and there's a few that we still haven't tried yet. But of the ones I got this year, the ones I've tried out so far, Huxworks gets my vote. The 762 Ti for semi-auto suppressor, and then Diligent Defense for everything else, or semi-auto, but like the flow through round. That's pretty much it. I don't think I left. I'm sure I left tons of stuff out, but that's like hitting all the wave tops and a little bit of gift guiding there, as well as like my top picks for 23. Be sure check out allyammunition.com, or if you're in Midland, go by Ally Outdoors, and check out Mountains Mullets America on YouTube. Fantastic YouTube channel. We work along with him. Very data-driven. He's putting out a great series right now about Battlefield Zeros and whatnot, like all the different conditions, ammo, optics, height, mounts, and all that stuff. Great YouTube channel. Very informational. And he's coming out to be on the podcast soon. SCI here in Midland will be coming up very soon. Jump on their website. Jump on their Instagram, get your tickets. I don't even know if there's still any available. Are they sold out yet? I don't know. Maybe I should get Brandon in here. But check it out, SCI. I told them we'd give them a little shout out. SCI West Texas, I think is what it's called. They have their annual event. That's where they help raise the money for the year and all that stuff. There will be lots of stuff there to bid on and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sure I'm missing some things. And I'll probably reach out to Brandon and get some more information. Check it out. We appreciate you guys listening and watching. And we'll see. John, you have any final words? You've been very quiet today.
Don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.
We appreciate everyone. We'll see you guys next time.